Some of the first responders on White Island say they've never seen anything like it during their medical careers. Gavin Coote reports.
As the ash clouds begin to clear around White Island, more tales of heroism are emerging.
He just charged up into that crater and was just pulling people off left, right and centre. I think he pulled in excess of 20 people out.
Rick Pollock used to run charter boat tours in the area and is describing his friend and colleague Paul Kingy's actions following the eruption on Monday. The White Island Tours manager was just leaving the island when he turned around and began rescuing people.
Just at the very, very tail end, and he was just about giving up hope of finding anybody. And you can imagine that he said that the atmosphere was very acidic and acrid. And he said it was, you know, it was just horrible. And it was, he was actually really starting to get concerned for himself. And he sees a figure in the mist coming towards him. And that was the last person, the last man that he rescued. And that man had, he said, a full inch of ash all over him.
Helicopter pilot Mark Law is also being praised for his role in the rescue effort. He's told the ABC it was tough work moving through the ash and putting people in helicopters.
To see so many people like that really, you know, were sitting and lying and desperately wanted something. Yeah, all we wanted to do was get there and talk to them and comfort them and just tell them, hey, be here. You know, we're going to get you out.
St John's medical director Tony Smith was also on board a helicopter. He's told Radio New Zealand there was a strong smell of sulphur and a thick yellow stain in the sky.
We haven't seen anything like this before. This is, you know, certainly the first time in my experience, and I've been with St John now for over 20 years, that we've had to deal with something like this. Most of the patients had burns. Some of them had limb fractures, presumably from either being thrown against an object or having an object like a rock thrown against them. But most of the patients had burns. And the burns ranged from moderate burns right up to very severe and life-threatening burns as a result of a combination of hot ash and hot liquid.
And it's meant New Zealand's healthcare system is working beyond capacity.
A burn injury, even a, you know, what we consider a moderate burn of, say, of approximately 20%, involves hours and hours and hours of reconstructive and life-saving surgery and days of intensive care. And so the ongoing treatment for these patients in hospital is very intensive.
And volcanic gases also have health authorities worried. David McBride is an expert in toxic substances at the Dunedin School of Medicine and warns the hydrogen sulfide that was released during the eruption can be life-threatening.
Now, in terms of toxicity, the dangerous thing about it is its action is similar to cyanide in that it paralyzes the respiratory center. So you stop breathing and then shortly after that the heart stops as well. So it's similar action to cyanide. It stops the cell's respiration.
That's toxic substances expert David McBride ending Gavin Coote's report.